Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are, and another week, and another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. This 30-minute pocket of time is where I share my musings, my learnings and my discoveries with the aim and intention of living life by my design. My hope is that you listening, take that pause, take that invitation, have a listen and then ask yourself that same question. Am I living my life by my design? It's the only way. Enjoy the show. Hello, hello, here we are, and another week. It's been a full week, and last week I opened the show with the statement, a lot of life can happen in 2 weeks. And so that popped back into my head and is where I have landed as a theme for the show. Time. Because it seems to be ever present in my life at the moment, something that is a constant in all of the things of life. It's grasping that theme, the theme of time, has made me really think about how that is true, how it is touching lots of things. How it has been present in some of my learnings. And I guess that to a degree is part of the reason Life by My Design has flowed into the essence of the show. Because we have one finite life and we have to take hold of its direction. Nobody is going to turn up and arrange our perfect life for us. We cannot rely on finding that partner and it being that dream that they show or we read about in fairy tales or we saw in movies. That, it just isn't how life works. Not, I don't think, for the most of us. There are a few rare people that you come across that seem to have that sort of style of life. But for most of us, we have to take control of our own destiny. And that is where my ponderings took me and why I totally believe it's important to be able to pause and consider the question, am I living life by my design? I know I've said a few times over these last few weeks that although I've been saying that for a long time and it has been a truth, I think I'm really learning to live that and it really embed in my life. And time is a big part of it. It made me recall reading Oliver Berkman's book, 4,000 Weeks, an absolutely fabulous read, if not a little confronting in the absolute finiteness of our life. A big theme for him. Love his style of reading. And 4,000 Weeks, that is the amount of time he suggests in the opening of the book that we have on this planet, if we were to live an average life of mid-80s, I think that was determined. I didn't pull it out. It came to my head, the book 4,000 Weeks popped to my head quite late in my ponderings for this recording. But it is definitely going to be a return to the bookshelf to flick through. I know I have many pages cornered in that book. But I remember the striking premise of the book being based on the awareness of that's the time we have. And so I can remember looking, I think there was an image as well, but I can remember thinking and working out at the time I read it, how many weeks I'd had, how many weeks I'd used. So in theory, based on this time frame, how many weeks I had left. And it is quite an eye-opening and confronting moment. I think time really starts to come in to play as well at the moment for me because of the seasons and stages that we're in as life. As a woman, I am in perimenopause, which is a defined kind of season of life for a woman, although that boundary is quite fluid. and dependent on each individual. But I'm very much in that stage of life as a female. And with that, society and has a lot of... Society had a lot of predetermined sort of mindset, I think, messaging, storyline that I've grown up with, assuming what that is. That is kind of being rewritten, this new wave of understanding and knowledge and the way we live in with the world, I guess, and the way we interact and the way, you know, the media and social media and all the different platforms and people, there's some beacons of light out there that have really put it out there and changed the narrative a little bit. Changing, you know, what it actually means. It's not all negative. There's women sort of advocating for it the start to be the start of a new phase of life for women. And I actually follow a guy on Instagram that definitely speaks quite a lot about that and actually messages out to the males as, you know, this is your female, if you're in a heterosexual relationship, upgrading to a new and more amazing version. But she's going to take no shit. Let me point that out straight from the start. And yeah, this guy is quite awesome. I quite enjoy seeing him pop on my Instagram feed every now and again. But I love that concept of it being an upgrade, an evolution to a new level. It's like, you know, if you're going to gamify the thing, and that's a popular thing to do at the moment with all things in life, you know, you're leveling up. You're heading into a new, better vision. And so I like that theory. So there's that age and stage that is very much, you know, I'm aware of that. And then when I think of other areas of life that I'm very aware of in regards to time, I look to my son. So my son turned 10 on his last birthday, a decade. You know, I was blown away that I had been a parent for a decade. I couldn't believe this little human has become from a baby to this boy. And not a little boy anymore. He's heading into that big boy phase. But it made me think then of time. I had been a parent for a decade, 10 years of parenting. And I will have less time potentially in that really quite full-on role, not suggesting it's not going to be full-on heading into the teenage years, disclaimer. I'm becoming very aware of what that looks like, but I am also appreciative of the role changing and shifting as he does and as I do. And so it's going to be a new phase in that part period for him. And so as a parent, it will change because the parenting is also always continually evolving to a new level. I am also always conscious. There was a phrase and a saying that I remember seeing when I was either growing my human or in those early days of you having 16 summers. And I'm not sure whether Oliver Berkman touched on this as well, because I think there might have been an element of that in the book. 16 summers is what you have with your child, and it's a bit of a phrase and thing that can often pop up. So that, I think, when Finn turned 10, loomed in my mind. How many summers have I got left? How many school holidays have we got to enjoy as a family to be on our adventures? What adventures do I want to have in this period of time? Knowing there'll be a period of time where he is branching off to do his thing with his people, his friends, potentially relationships. I hope he is keen to go off and explore the world on an OE. I want that for him. I want him to know the world's a bigger place. It took me a while, but I want him to go and explore. Will I face the risk that he might find somebody, end up on the other side of the world? I have to, because I did that to my parents. It has to be part of reality. And it just means I have to be able to travel, to visit, or connect in places and make more memories. But I'm very conscious of that timeline. And another timeline I'm really conscious of, which has become, again, brought into view this year with my mum and her health this year, with what has been going on. She's on the road to recovery now, thank goodness, but we had 3 months of a bit of a turbulent time. And that had come totally out of the blue, but, you know, ages and stages. But you, in experiencing that, and with this, being in this beautiful sandwich generation zone of life, you are aging parents and, like mine, heading towards teenage years, teenage kids. But you again start to ask yourself, I wonder how much longer I have with these people, with my parents. I'm fortunate I still have both of my parents, and I know that's still lucky because friends have lost theirs. And so that is another timeline that comes into focus a little bit closer than ever before. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a wee pause, a wee time moment. See if you enjoy this one.
Go.
Okay, so that was an absolute classic, Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper. A good easy one to consider when the theme was time. And a good old classic. So, yes, when I am thinking and pondering time, I'm thinking the finiteness, the ages and stages of life, the elements of time that you start to realise will come to an end, parenting, young children, your parents, etc., etc. And then I got to thinking about those phrases that pop up with time. And one that popped up while I was making my coffee was the irony of the phrase, there is no time like the present. And it rings so true. There really isn't, is there? There is no time like the present. Yesterday was a day, mine particularly wasn't a great one. It was turned upside down and not very cool, and I just felt it drained me. Not helped, I don't think, by the fact at 4 o'clock when I was realising I wasn't feeling that great, that I'd only eaten 2 cakes during the day, so not a good thing for my age and stage. But you have days like that sometimes, don't you? But it's gone. I can't change it. It's never coming back. That has gone. And I think my relationship with time at the moment is realising, and definitely going back to the life by my design, is that time is precious and there is no time like now. So we do have to make really good conscious choices about how we want to spend it. Now, don't get me wrong, I totally appreciate, for most of us, we have to do stuff like go out, work, earn money. But even in that sense, I've just been doing the Rebel Finance School. I have been yet again dipping into how I can strengthen my learning on finances, strengthen my habits, put things into place. And then even in that, again, time kept coming in. Right at the beginning of the course, Alan and Katie talk a lot about the people that join. And we're probably all quite, for the most part, the cohort is probably a similar age, probably my sort of age. 40s, mid-40s, towards 50s. We're in that stage of life where we're thinking about it because we're aware that time is ticking and that suddenly you get to that sort of, for me, almost 50 stage, and that retirement age of 65 seems quite close. And then from a financial perspective, you're questioning, are you going to be ready? Now, that has meant for me a big focus on time with the financial part. But when Alan and Katie talk to us at that beginning, they talk about how one of the biggest things is not having time in the finance stage of things. Not having time. There's people on the course there's some amazing people that are coming in early, learning this stuff early. But there's the people that are 70s. Just about to retire, you know, they're a year away from retiring, or they're about to retire next week, or older, in their 70s. And they're thinking, is it too late? And Alan and Katie both advocate strongly for, no, it's not too late. You can always do something. And I think, coming back to that phrase, because there is no time like the present. And there is that other phrase that came up in the course, just thinking about it, that was, when's the best time to plant a tree? 30 years ago. When's the second best time to plant a tree? Today. And so you have to really embrace time now as well. I am embracing time now, not to feel that I haven't done stuff or haven't achieved things or feeling pessimistic about it. It's just that now, there is no time like the present. It's taking action. It's living life by my design. To live and the way I want to and head in the direction I want to. So this is very ever present for me currently in the finance side of life, and the ability to get myself into a position. And then within that, you know, whenever I talk about finance, and definitely it came up time and time again, that magical, apologies for the shaking dog in the background, the magic of compounding. Compounding, the concept is all about time. The time your money has to grow. The time you put into the habits to have the impact. Going to the gym, improving your fitness, improving your health. It's the tiny habits that stack up over time. James Clear, it's all of these things. And I realise that, you know, like I often say, all of these threads of investigation, of an inquiry, of learning, all come together. And there is this beautiful bound rope of time being a pillar of why we have to live life by our design. And we put the time into thinking about it to enable us to do so. At the moment, I'm also reading a beautiful book, reading it last night and thinking, oh, how funny. I'm reading Jennifer Andrews' book, The Only Way Is Up. I went to this event in Wairarapa Word, a beautiful event once a month that hosts an author. Jennifer was over and she has done several pilgrimages, and it's been what she has put into place most recently because of the diagnosis of early onset Parkinson's. And she has really realised that pilgrimage, long walking day after day after day with a very repetitive and simple daily routine, really helps abate the symptoms of her Parkinson's. This particular book is her pilgrimage on a walk that I'm not even going to attempt saying because I can't really quite work out how to say it properly. But the walk, in essence, is from Canterbury in the UK to Rome. So it's 1,000-kilometre walk, if not more. No, it's definitely more because she's just hit the 1,000-kilometre mark and I'm only halfway through. So it must be, I think, maybe 1,800 kilometres. I mean, amazing. Walking that far, walking from England to Rome on this pilgrimage walk. She has walked the Camino. She has walked several other walks. And she is, it's absolutely fascinating. She talks about it being three stages of a pilgrimage, the mental, the physical, and the spiritual. And it's just the daily pattern, the daily timeline, the planning of distance. But there is definitely a sense of time in that book, that time dedicated to these many, many, many days walking and this routine that she embarks on. And not only is it inspiring from this woman doing this at this age and stage of her life and making you realise how capable and amazing we all are, it has made me ponder things I want to do, that life by my design in those retirement years, because I can't imagine I'm going to be doing it earlier. And so then time comes back into focus of how, what's the time frame I've got to set myself up to achieve these adventures in that time of prime time of life? What time have I got, and what time do I need to invest in myself, in strength, keeping my body strong every day so that I can do those things at that stage of life? And so that has been where my ponderings have been going, with the simple concept of time over these last 24 hours. Because time was running out in needing to record the show, ironically. That will make Marina smile. But yes, so I would like you to ponder those same things. How are you spending your time? Are you spending time on the things that bring you joy? When you think about time around your life, where are those thoughts, where do those thoughts go? Like I said for you earlier, for me, my son and my parents. But time is everywhere and there is no time like the present. We can't change yesterday. We can only plan for tomorrow. But now, this is the time. So even if there's 10 minutes in this day and that's all it is, make sure you spend it wisely in exactly the way you want to. Thanks for listening. Thanks as always to Arrow FM for hosting the show. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Take care.